I mean, to see their faces, when you talk about Jesus here, I may get off the subject here.
Go ahead.
When it's just like when you sit in a church service here, and you hear, you know, hear the pastor preach the word, and you see the look on people's faces. It's like, do you realize what he just said? And you just, sometimes, you know me, I just want to look at him and just kind of give him a little nudge and go, did you hear what he said? Did you hear the wonderful things that Jesus Christ is doing? Now, you say that same thing down in Mexico, and their faces light up as soon as they hear the name Jesus. Yeah. I mean, it gives me goosebumps because Joe felt this when my husband, when he went to Africa, is when you mention the word Jesus, it's just like the whole room lights up.
Mm-hmm.
People start clapping. I mean, it's just spontaneous. There is no holding back of what these people are so hungry for Jesus Christ that they want to give him thanks because they are so appreciative for someone like yourself coming down there and giving of your time to be able to tell them about what Jesus can do. It just
Amen.
Blows my mind. It just blows my mind.
And it is, you know, it's a humbling thing to know that God is opening doors to minister like this. And I'm grateful from the bottom of my heart. There's nothing I'd rather be doing than what I'm about to do. And it is just a place of humility, really. Angel, you want to get in on this before we get up here to the top of the hour and do our commercial break here real quick?
Well, you know, I'm listening to you guys, and I love what you had to say. I'm both Betty and you. It was really beautiful. But I started thinking about, you know, broadcasting, you know, what he's done for us. And, it, you know, you put kind of in advertising, word of mouth, like somebody telling you, I use this product and it works for me. It's probably
right.
One of the most powerful tools. That's why they
That's
use
right.
it so much in advertising. And because when people know that somebody they know or somebody they met, this works for them. It makes it more real. It makes it more, this could work for me. Hey, I'm just, this, you know, I'm an average person like this person is, you know. And so it just gives more hope.
That's
and
true.
So when we don't share that testimony, we don't know who we're kind of robbing that opportunity for that hope that God can do this for you too.
That's exactly right. And when we share personal experience, you know, when we share, you know, hey, I had this back pain, or I did have this disease, but now I'm healed, and I did go through this, or I can understand losing somebody close to you. I just went through that. When we talk about how God sees us through things, it gives people hope. That's what I hear you both saying. When we are talking about the wonders of God, like David is saying to do this, he's saying broadcast all his wonders. Talk about how great he is. Talk about all the answers to prayer. Talk about how he lifts you up out of despair and depression when you're having a bad day. Talk about how he's right there helping you write one of those papers or one of those books you write all the time, Angel. I mean, when we see God at hand in our lives, on a daily basis, which the three of us do, we have an obligation to say, look what God does. He really does meet our needs. Angel, talk to me about that. That's what I hear you saying. Am I right about what you're saying?
That's absolutely what I'm saying. And it's that sharing, just that one-on-one sharing, or whenever we have those opportunities of look how God's moving in my life, or look at his faithfulness right here. Yeah, I'm going through a difficult time, but look, I can see God right here in the,
right.
in the middle of this. And
yes.
that's what gives people, that builds their faith. That's what
right.
gives them the hope, and it helps to increase that our ability to continue to just more to praise them about and worship them about. But it just becomes, you know, the negative is easy to become. It's toxic negativity, and we're easy to focus
oh,
on
yes.
the struggles.
Yes.
This is a way of focusing on the good.
That's exactly right.
And kind of getting that mindset of thankfulness. I'm sharing what's going, you know, what God has been doing in my life. I'm being thankful.
That's right. That is exactly right. And don't you think that's why David is calling them all to attention here? And he says, tell the whole world who he is and what he's done. You know, don't be hesitant to talk about it. God, you know, some people are so politically correct that they don't want to talk about what God's done because they're afraid of offending someone in our nation today. It's not that way in other countries as much, I don't believe. where we're so afraid of offending people when we mention the name of Jesus. But David is reminding people, tell everybody what he is, who he is, what he's done, what he's doing in your life. That's what we're talking about today. When we talk about Thanksgiving, let's give him thanks for what he's done. Has he healed you of something this year? Has he touched your finances and given you, you know, something you didn't expect? Or have people surrounded you in hard times? You have about 20 seconds here, Betty, before we go to station ID. But isn't that what this is about? Is being open and honest with who God really is for us.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're right on. It gives us an opportunity to share about what God has done for us. And it's open and honest communication. It's not made up. It's not fake. It's just telling the truth, and the truth will set you free. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to tell of the good things that he's done. He wants us to tell that his love endures forever.
Amen.
His mercy and grace is available to everyone.
Woo! Right on. Listen to this. We'll be right back.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
And we are so very happy to now be on FM and not just AM. And so now we are on 5 stations right this moment in the Tampa Bay area. And the Tampa Bay area is about 3 million people. So that's a huge audience. That's potential audience. That's not actually who's listening. But, you know, we've got the 1340 AM, 1350 AM. We've got the 1400 AM. We've got the 106.1 FM now, and the 104.3 FM, which is up in Dade City, Wesley Chapel, in that area. So if you're listening to us on one of those stations today, welcome to Living the Good Life. We are in our 10th year on this radio station every Sunday afternoon. I'm Pastor Marcia, along with Betty and Angel today, and we are from Beacon of Hope Ministries right here in Clearwater, Florida, bringing you the Word of God. Today we're studying in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Before we get back to that, Angel, would you tell them a little bit about our Thursday night show? And then, Betty, I want you to talk a little bit about the prayer team and what that means before we go to this next song. Go ahead. Angel, go ahead.
Thursday night at 6:06 comes on Go Yard. That's our life coaching show. It's just kind of getting in the nitty-gritty of life and giving our listeners really good practical tools to help them live life and live it well.
Amen. And so it's kind of a life coaching show, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely it is. And, you know, it's really topical. We've taken on a lot of really challenging topics. We'll continue to do so. And it's just getting in and right in the middle of it and giving people tools that they can use right now to help their situation.
Oh, absolutely. And the website, our website for that show, and you can go listen to 2 years worth of shows, goyard2014.org. O-R-G. It's not a .com. It's goyard2014.org for our Go Yard Life Coaching Show. Betty, on the prayers, we have this prayer team that's been part of Beacon of Hope for the last 7 or 8 years. Our website for Beacon of Hope Ministries is bohmglobal.com, and that stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, so bohmglobal.com. And tell us about the prayer ministry and how people can reach you and your team, Pastor Jim and Shell, and you with prayer requests, will you?
Well, I sure would love to. I think one of the greatest things that we can do is pray for each other, because prayer is our direct line with heaven. And one of the things that you can do is, if you have a request, all you have to do is just send that request to prayers@bohmglobal.com. One of the three of us will pick up that prayer request. We will type a prayer and send it out to the 50-some people that are on this on our prayer team.
Right.
They will take it to the throne. And God has done some miracles in the last few weeks with a lot of things. And so we also, if you have a praise report, please send that too. Because
amen.
We want people to know that, you know, God is real. God is
amen.
Working. God is working for us on our behalf.
Yes.
And so if you want to be a part of our prayer, the prayer team, just say, hey, please add me to your, to the prayer chain, the prayer team, prayer warriors, whatever you want to call. We'll be glad to add your name to the list and help us to take these prayers to the Lord. And because it says where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst of them. And we know that God is with us in each and every
Amen.
One of those prayers.
Amen. And this is an email prayer chain or prayer team.
Yes.
And so it's prayers at bohmglobal.com. And I'll tell you, Betty and Angel, we have seen so many answers to prayer. God gets all the glory and praise for these last several years of this prayer team, because I mean some serious stuff. Betty yourself underwent triple heart bypass surgery last October, totally unexpected, and God saw you through that. There was a bunch of people praying for you, raised you up, and now you're doing all kinds of things like baling hay and everything else that you do. And
yep.
I mean, God's people gather around and we pray for each other, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and it's such a it's so rewarding to be able to pray for someone and see God has answered that prayer.
Yes.
And that's communication with our Heavenly Father. And that's, again, what gives us hope and faith to believe and trust and say, okay, God, you've got this.
Yes.
And that's what we do. We gather together to ask God's blessing upon each and every one of these prayer requests and praise reports. It's just such a blessing to each of us to be able to help one another in times like these.
Amen. So if you have a prayer need or you know somebody that needs prayer, just jot a quick email, prayers@bohmglobal.com. You don't even have to put your name on it if you don't want to. And just say, please pray for whatever, a surgery coming up or whatever, and we'll be more than happy to do just that. That's what we're here for, to do that. And don't forget our Thursday night show. And Dr. Angel, it's really been a blessing working with you this 2+ years, and we've seen a lot of people help by these shows, this life coaching. It's free counseling, don't you think?
Yes, it is. Absolutely, that's what it is.
Yeah. So tune in on this station, 6:06 p.m. every Thursday night for Dr. Angel and I and our show, Go Yard. And it's just 1 hour long, so it goes by very quickly. You can actually even call in with questions or text in with questions. So we welcome all that. We welcome involvement. So this is Living the Good Life, and I want to start this second hour with this song by Chris Tomlin. Oh, one of my favorites. How great is our God? It goes right along with what we're talking about, don't you think?
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty. All the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great
Amen.
How great is our God. And age to age he stands, and time is in his hands. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The God. Yeah.
Praise God. Oh, we give you praise and adoration, mighty God. Let's all see how great our God is. Oh, praise God. Doesn't that just make you want to burst into praise, Angel and Betty? Woo. Yes, it does me. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know what verse we're on because I'm in the Message Bible. So it's someplace between 8 and 19. That's pretty good. And it says, revel in his holy name. God seekers be jubilant. Study God and his strength. Seek his presence day and night. Now, if any of you have a different translation, what verses are those? Revel in his holy name. God seekers be jubilant. Study God in his strength. Seek his presence day and night. Whichever ones those are. Okay.
It was verse 10, starting with glory to his holy name, was revel in his holy name.
Okay, revel in his holy name. Verse 10. God seekers be jubilant. What does it mean to be jubilant? Betty, talk to me about that's not like just a little wimpy, okay, praise God. It's not like that, is it?
No, it would be more of the praise God.
It's right.
Giving it wholeheartedly from deep down from within.
Yeah.
It's being happy, being joyful, giving it your all, giving it that heartfelt thank you, Jesus. And maybe it could even be a tearful thank you, which would be tears of joy.
Right, yeah.
It's just a happy way to say thank you, God, for all that you do for me.
Well, I love, that's exactly right. And I love that phrase, God seekers, comma, be jubilant. In other words, when we're seeking God and we want his blessings and we want all that he has for us and we want to learn him, we want to rejoice that he loves us and all of that, God seekers be jubilant. Talk to me about that, Angel. Then we'll get Betty's take on that. God seekers be jubilant.
Well, I have to say, I kind of cheated. And
okay.
I have my computer in front of me. So I kind of just looked it up. Jubilant.
Good.
Defined it. And I love it. It's feeling or expressing great happiness and triumph.
Woo!
You know, jubilant is what you get when you overcome.
Right. Yeah.
And I love that. That is awesome.
Yeah, that's right. That's right on. When we overcome. Yes. It's not just a basic, oh, thanks, God. I appreciate it. It's nothing like that. It is like excitedly happy, you know, jubilant. Give us that definition again, because I love that. I love that.
Oh, I do, too. It is really great. It is feeling or expressing great happiness and triumph.
Triumph. Whoa, what in our lives causes us to triumph? And how can we, I love the verse over in 2 Corinthians 2 that we, I've got to go there. I'll look that up while you talk to me about this, Angel. 2 Corinthians 2:14, but go ahead.
Okay, so what I love about this is that God seekers are saying, hello, we have a God who sits on the throne who wins. He's won the victory.
Woo.
And we have triumph because of who we serve and who we believe in and who we put our faith in. And so we better start getting jubilant over that. We have the right to be jubilant.
That's right. We do. And it is 2 Corinthians 2:14. I'm going to read it in the NIV, a couple verses here. But thanks be to God who always, important word, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him. For who we are to God, the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. Oh my, talk to me about that, Betty. This is saying who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him.
I believe
all right
that joyful
triumphant. Whatever all that Angel said.
All that Angel said. Okay.
I was in a euphoric stage there because it becomes when you're around people who are happy, who are joyful.
Right.
Or if you're in a worship service and you're around people who are sitting there with their arms folded and wish that they were probably at Golden Corral.
She's got this thing about Golden Corral today, Angel.
I hear that.
I know. She must be hungry. But go ahead, Betty.
Don't say any more about being hungry because I am hungry.
Okay.
But it all boils down to that it's contagious.
Yes.
Being joyful, being cheerful, being exuberant, being ecstatic.
Yes.
What God's done for you can be very contagious.
Oh, it is. You know, negativity is contagious, right? And
oh, yeah.
Angel, you can talk on that, right? Because we talk about that on our show a lot, about the contagion of negativity. You want to comment on that before we go to 2 Corinthians 2:14 in the Message Bible?
Absolutely, yes. Negativity is not only contagious, it's toxic. And so what it does is it just becomes, when we are around it, we're taking it in, and it becomes that view we see everything through. So we're looking for the negative, we're looking for the wrong, and jubilant and joy and those positive feelings are just as powerful. They are not only contagious, it goes off on others, but it also becomes this perspective we start seeing things through, and now we're seeing it through the perspective of I triumph, I serve a God who's got this.
Woo.
You know, we're getting through this, and that is the perspective we start looking at our problems in our world and where we're at through.
I got to tell you this. We're going to read 2 Chronicles. You're exactly right. I mean, 2 Corinthians 2:14 in the Message Bible. But here's what it says in essence, that when you understand how great God is and you are jubilant, like David told us to do in 2 Chronicles or 1 Chronicles 16, that it makes us smell good. We smell good. Don't you love, I love the detergent I use, and my grandkids, they want their clothes washed in it and take clean clothes home when they come to visit. They don't take dirty clothes home because they go, Nana, you got to do our clothes. We put it in the suitcase, so when we open the suitcase when we get home, we think of you. My grown grandsons, I mean, they're not grown, they're in high school, but this is what they always do when they come. And recently, one of their mothers called me, and she said, what kind of detergent do you use? And I said, why? And she said, because Justin came home with clean clothes, and they all smelled so good when we opened his suitcase. I said, that's Arm & Hammer Clean Breeze. Woo. Anyway, that's how we want to be. We want to smell good. Ever been around somebody who doesn't smell good? It's not good.
It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing.
Listen to this in the Message Bible, and then I want you both to comment. Because this is what David's talking about. Clear back in 1 Chronicles, hundreds and hundreds of years before Paul wrote this. In the Messiah, in Christ, God leads us from place to place in one perpetual victory parade. Through us, he brings knowledge of Christ everywhere we go. People breathe in the exquisite fragrance. Because of Christ, we give off a sweet scent rising to God, which is recognized by those on the way of salvation. An aroma redolent with life. But those on the way to destruction treat us more like the stench from a rotting corpse. Okay, Angel, you go first, and then we're going to get Betty about smelling good.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I love the word pictures that the Message puts on.
Me too.
Scripture, the parade of victory. Triumph. I mean, of victory. Yeah, we just watched Macy's parade for Thanksgiving.
I did, yeah. Yeah.
And it's so amazing. And the people who get there hours and hours and line up.
I know. Isn't that great?
Event. And that's how we walk through our life. I mean, that's
right.
Kind of how I vision that as you read that. I'm parading through my life with the victories that Christ has given me every step along the way. And no, And that's what people are getting to see as I parade through life. That's pretty cool.
Oh, I think it's amazing. Absolutely. And when we look at it that way, it changes our perspective. Betty, talk to us about that.
Well, I think that we give off, when you say an aroma, I think we give off an essence of gladness. I think
yes,
that we have an essence of thankfulness. We have that God-given glow about us that radiates an aroma that is can be repulsive to people who think, what is wrong with her? What is so different about her? I mean, there's so many things that people can say is that that's what God does in us. He gives us that feeling of cleanliness. It gives us, because he does clean us up on a daily basis.
He does.
It makes us whiter than snow. And one of the things that I had thought about while you and Angel were talking was, I remember after Grayson had passed away, that was my grandson, I had such an aura about me that was not pleasing to God. I was quite down in the mouth, and I kind of stunk because I didn't give God the glory that he deserved during that time, because I was sad and I was grieving. And I'm going to tell you what the power of praise can do, as it did back in 1 Chronicles 16, is that when you begin to praise God, there's a spirit of heaviness that I went in with,
mm-hmm.
that I desperately wanted to get rid of, because
right.
it was causing an overlap of things in my daily life that I didn't like.
Right.
And when I began to praise God like David did back then, you know, sing praises to God, is that song that you prayed, that you just played, How Great is Our God, was
yeah.
the first song that came up.
Wow.
At church service that we were in, and God gave me the opportunity to let go of a lot of things that I had hidden back and I had forgotten about, some of the things that I had said, some of the things that I had prayed, and he wanted to tell me that through provision, through his promises, that he would never leave me nor forsake me,
mm-hmm.
and that song became so
wow.
to me for at that point in time, is that that's when that essence of that aroma, that's when the joy returned, that's when things became so apparent to me about what God is and what God can do in even a grieving situation, of what praise and worship can do to anyone who just seeks his face and wants to sing praises, dance.
Amen.
Lord, just dance like David danced, pray like David prayed,
yeah.
sing like David sang. I mean, those are so apparent even in Corinthians, is that praise, Pastor mm-hmm. Angel, is so, so important.
Yes.
When we're facing tragedy, or we're facing an obstacle, or we're facing a mountain that we just can't get over, is that we praise and we bring down the walls that have surrounded us and have given us such a stench about us, that when we get to the top and we thank God, that aroma or that aura about us, or that that sense of cleanliness, that sense of that you've given it your all,
right.
and giving it back to you. Tenfold. I mean, that's what it's like to praise God in the midst of a situation. It's the most awesome empowerment that God can give you, is to be able to praise him in the good times and the bad.
Which brings me to this amazing song that helped me about 3 or 4 weeks ago as I was driving, knowing that I was coming home from Indiana to the impending death of my brother-in-law, which did happen, this song says what you've been talking about just now, both of you. Press On by Selah.
When the valley is deep, when the mountain is deep, when the body is weary, when we stumble and fall, when the choices are
God. Wow. I don't know about the two of you. Dear audience, there are many of you out there that are hurting today. You're going through so much in your life, and you feel maybe lost and depressed and that nobody understands. And maybe you've been listening and you say, yeah, it's all well and good to praise God when things are going fine. That's one reason we are talking about the other side of it right now, because, you know, it does help you tremendously to realize that when you praise God in the midst of your storm, that your storm not only turns around, but you do. And I want to go back to these verses in 2 Corinthians 2:14 in the Message Bible before I go first to Angel and then to Betty. In the Messiah, in Christ, God leads us from place to place in one perpetual victory parade. Through us, He brings knowledge of Christ. Everywhere we go, people breathe in the exquisite fragrance. Because of Christ, we give off a sweet scent rising to God, which is recognized by those on the way of salvation. An aroma with that is redolent with life. But those on the way to destruction treat us more like a stench from a rotting corpse. A lot of people don't understand when we're praising God in the midst of a hard time. Talk to me, Angel.
Oh, you know, there's a lot of people that don't understand, you know, when that we praise God all the time, and they kind of laugh at you, and they might have talk about you, and they might have a negative attitude towards you.
Sure.
And they don't get it. And, you know, sometimes it can feel very discouraging until you kind of take that step back and go, okay, that's just not where they're at, and this is not about me at this point. This is kind of the barometer of their own relationship with God. And
right.
I got to do what I got to do because that's what I got to do.
Yes.
You know, and that's what I know to do. And if everybody in my life agrees with me, or if nobody in my life agrees with me, I got to get on and, you know, praise God and continue to trust in Him and walk faithfully with Him through each journey along the way.
Yes.
You know, and it says God's going to bring us victory to victory, but a victory may not look like what we think it should look like. You know, victory might just be that we grew stronger going through a really horrible, difficult time in our life. And at that time, then results didn't look victorious on earth. But God, we have to trust that He's got the grand plan, and that that victory might just be our own growth, our own growth of our relationship with Him going through some really difficult things, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I said earlier that song helped me so much driving from Indiana after the revival, you know, my brother-in-law had his kidneys were failing. He'd had cancer for 11 years. And so this, it just so happened that it all came to a head that weekend that I was in Indiana at the revival. And as I was driving back and trying to hurry, basically, and get there to be with my sister and my nephews and my nieces and the whole family as they were with him in his final hours, it was very difficult to realize that within just a few hours, he was going to be gone. He was going to be in the presence of the Lord. And when that song came on, it just reminded me, all right, you got to press on, me. And I knew I would probably be doing the funeral. And you're going to have to be strong for everybody around, and you're going to have to help them through this process, which is exactly what I had to do. And there are so many times, though, when we are facing something that we don't think humanly we have the strength for, that God just comes in supernaturally, Betty, and He just infuses us with supernatural ability to say the right things, do the right things, and be strong even when we feel weak on the inside. You know what I mean? That's what happened to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's happened to a lot of us. It's just hope of knowing that Jesus is with us. And I remembered at the revival going back a few weeks,
That
song was played so many times.
Yes, it was.
People who were struggling.
Yeah.
Spiritually, emotionally, physically, and that song gives us hope.
Yes.
And that's what praise does. But to me, praise is hope. Praise is seeking victory, because that's what God wants us walking in victory. He
right.
wants us to walk hand in hand with Him, and a lot of times we let go of that right hand of His, and
mm-hmm.
we try to do it on our own, and we sometimes will falter, we sometimes will fail, but once we pick up that hand of Christ and we begin to walk with Him and talk with Him, open communication, open dialogue with our Heavenly Father, and we begin to praise Him, things change in the heavenly.
They do.
It starts to change. There's a dramatic
shift.
Change. There's a shift. Yeah.
There really is
there's
a shift.
A shift in things that happen in the heavenlies, because there's an old saying. You know, I read the last chapter of the Bible, and we win.
Right.
And it all boils down to is that we have to give God the glory for the good times and the bad, because, like Angel said, He's showing us something better.
he's leading us into victory, like a general that leads his troops into victory. And that's what God is doing. He wants us to focus on him, solely on him, and get our eyes off of the world and get our eyes on him, because he is the promise. He's given us so many promises for our problems. He's given us provisions for our problem. I'm going back to a pastor that spoke this a few weeks ago, is that God is so ready to take a hold of you.
Yes.
And your problem.
Yes.
And solve it so that you can walk in victory, so that you can have the hope in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That we are talking about today, and that you can praise God the way that we're talking about today, just like David did back in the Old Testament and First Chronicles and all throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament. Praise comes up more about giving God glory, giving him the praise, than I've read in the last few days is just nothing but praising God
praise.
And giving glory that he's so worthy of.
Well, and as we're doing that, that's where 2 Corinthians 2:14 comes in. When we're living like that and we're walking in this perpetual victory parade, we smell good to everybody around us. People know there's something different. Talk to me about that, Angel. They do. They know something's different.
Well, we don't struggle the same as people who don't have that hope and faith in Christ. I think, you know, our attitude is different. Our perspective is different. We have hope. We have joy where other people may have despair and depression. You know, not that we don't ever feel those other emotions, but we exude more of the positive, hopeful emotions than we have our faith in him. And so it's definitely a witness to those around us who are watching us struggle. And believe me, people around us are watching, and they really like to watch when we're struggling, how we struggle, because, you know, that's usually when they're trying to put holes in our faith.
Yeah.
And so they do. They really pay attention when we're struggling. And, you know, and they get to see, oh my gosh, maybe really there is something to what she says. I see she's
right.
Different.
Yeah.
And it just exudes off of us. And it's in our attitude. It's in our perspective. It's in everything, our persona that we're exuding. And people, we may not even know who is watching.
That's exactly right. And so often, as we are living a life of praise, where we are thanking God no matter what's going on, we're thanking him for the answer to our problem before we see it. That was what God told Abraham to do, and that's what Abraham did. And in Romans 4:17, it says that Abraham called that thing that be not as if it already were. In other words, when we realize we have a problem, Betty, you were alluding to what I was teaching when I was up there, that when we thank God for the problem, it's not because, oh, yay, yay, and a lot of times it is. We say that, oh, yay, I have a problem. Why? Why are we excited about the problem? Because we know God has the answer. Because we know God is going to give us such a blessing as a result of having the problem. If we never had a problem, we would never learn how big God is, and we would never learn the value of praising and thanking God for the answer before we see it if we never had a problem. If Abraham had 15 kids and didn't have a wife that was barren and had never had a child, and she's 90 years old, and God says, oh, Sarah's going to have a baby, you know, that's like, whoa, really? Abraham had to purpose in his heart that God was telling him the truth. Sarah was going to have the baby, and his descendants would be as many as the skies of the sea, the stars in the sky, or the dust in the sand, that much. And Abraham chose to believe that. Angel, talk to me about that before we go to this next song real quick. How important it is to believe God for the answer before we see it. Ugh.
Absolutely, because it's kind of that we're expecting God to come through. We're expecting for God to fulfill what he told us he was going to do. And then it grows our faith. You know, we find what we're looking for sometimes, and we're expecting for God not to come through. Sometimes we don't see it, even if it's happened, because we're just trying not to look for it. And we just got to be expecting. God wants, you know, it was like when he was leading them out of Egypt, you know, he had them with their shoes on their feet and their walking sticks ready to go. Be expecting that move.
because he's already provided it.
That's exactly right. He had them ready to go. That's right. And told them, here's what's going to happen. And they could have not followed all the instructions that night at Passover night. And the killing of the lamb and the blood on the doorposts and all that. If not, they would not have had their freedom. They would not have had their answer. Let's do this song and then we'll talk about this on the other side. Another one of my old favorites that I've used many times on the show by C.C. Winans. His strength is perfect when my strength is gone.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But sometimes I wonder what he can do for me. No great success to show, no glory of my own, yet in my weakness he is there to let me know. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when
God. Yes, it is. If you're feeling very weak right now, that's okay, because he's going to carry you when you can't carry on, because that's the God we serve. A couple verses coming to my mind as I was listening to that song, and I just love it. And listen to this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's for someone out there. That's Philippians 4:13. In Spanish, todo lo puedo en Cristo que me fortalece. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. I can be a sweet aroma to those around me. I can be a blessing. I can get through difficult times. I can do it. Philippians 4:19 says, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4 is for somebody out there. It talks about rejoicing. Philippians 4, rejoice in the Lord at all times. You know, just rejoice in God before you see the answer. That's what we've been talking about. Philippians 4 is for someone out there. I'm going to give those two verses one more time, then go to Betty and then to Angel. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Betty?
Well, amen and amen to those verses. And just as you were getting, you were saying that, the Lord had instilled in me is that there are listeners out there that feel like that when they listen to our show that, well, you guys are ministers of the word, that you are, God's given you all this. You don't know my problems. You don't know my situation. Well, we may not know your situation, but God does.
Amen.
And we have all, including, I'll just speak for myself, but I have been in a situation where I thought God had deserted me.
Yes, sure.
I had talked previously in the program about the death of my grandson, and you know, yes, I was in a valley, but I realized that I didn't want to stay in that valley.
Right.
I wanted to come up and be triumphant. I wanted to have the strength that I had before Grayson passed away, and God restored that above and beyond what I could ever think or imagine,
mm-hmm.
because he gave me because I sought his face. That may not be grammatically correct for some people, but I surrendered and I asked God,
yes.
God, you
yes.
got to pull me back up. I
yes.
want out of this. I want to be the child.
Right.
I want to be the prayer and the worshiper that you have called me to be.
Amen.
And that's what God wants to do for each and every listener out there, is that he created you in his image, and he wants you to be triumphant. He wants you to be victorious. He wants you to have the aroma that you and Angel and I have been talking about today. He wants you to elude the glory that comes from knowing Jesus Christ personally.
Amen.
And it's so important, so, so important, that no matter what we see, no matter the circumstances that we're going through, is to utter praises to God.
Amen.
Tell him in advance, what I think Angel had brought this forth, tell him what you want in advance.
Yes.
And thank him for it. Proclaim it. Declare it. Put that stake in the ground and say, okay, God, I am tired of being financially strapped. I am tired of being sick all the time. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Right.
Proclaim, profess it, because God does have a promise and he does have a provision for you, because he wants to see you be an overcomer.
Amen. Good, good words. Angel, speak to us. Excellent, Betty.
I want to say that was so good. I feel like I just had church.
That's right. Wasn't it good? Whoa.
That was really good. You know, and that's just it. You know, God has. He does. He sets up to be an overcomer. We just have to have faith and trust in that.
That's right.
And he tells us it over and over and over and over. We need to be reminded over and over and over, I think, in our humanness and frailty. But we have. He has overcome.
Yes.
By his blood on that cross.
Amen.
And through him, we are overcomers. And
yes.
I think we just get so stuck in looking at the storm that we lose sight of that he's overcome, and I can trust him, and I can overcome through him. I can do all things. That wasn't some. That wasn't a few. That wasn't, oh, the things you went to college to do. That was all things. That's
I can do
cool.
all things. Woo, you're so right. Earlier when that last song was on, my eye just went above on the page where we were in 2 Corinthians, up to verse 20 of 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And it says this in the Message Bible, 20 to 22. It's for somebody out there. 2 Corinthians 1, 20 to 22. Whatever God has promised gets stamped with the yes of Jesus. In him, this is what we preach and pray. The great amen. God's yes and our yes together. Gloriously evident. God affirms us, making us a sure thing in Christ, putting his yes within us. By his Spirit, he has stamped us with his eternal pledge a sure beginning of what he is destined to complete. In other words, get a hold of the promise. If you've got a problem, get a hold of the promise that pertains to your problem and thank God in advance and agree with the answer, agree with the yes that God is saying in that situation that you're in. And it's just so easy to get so down and discouraged, but this show has been very uplifting. Press on. You know, his strength is perfect when my strength's gone. You know, and God is trying to drive home some points. Let's praise God and agree with what God says about our situation and not let the enemy drive us to despair and depression. Betty, a couple words from you, and then we'll go back to Angel here. We're getting close to the end, so give it what you got.
Well, I tell you what, I have been really uplifted by this show today.
Me too. It's been great.
That God is my rescuer.
Yes.
He is, you know, I see so many things on Facebook, you know, that my Savior, you know, if you think you're drowning, my Savior is a lifeguard. He walks
yes.
on water.
Sure.
And all of those things give us confidence.
Right.
It gives us the ability to be able to be overcomers, to be able to know. We might not know right now what God's plan is for us, but you know what? If we keep seeking his faith,
right,
and asking and telling him and thanking him, he's going to rescue us.
Yes.
He is going to rescue you, and he's going to set you on solid ground.
Amen.
That, you know, you may think that you know, a lot of your life has been sinking sand. But I will guarantee you, you put your hand in the hand of the man that calmed the water.
Woo, yeah.
And he will see you through. He will put you on solid ground. And the one thing I also want to say, if we have just a second, is the devil is going to come to try to put condemnation on you.
Yes, yes.
He's going to try to pull you back down once you try this rescue effort of praising God and giving him the glory. Satan's going to try to come and steal that joy. Do not let him do it, because
that's
he's
right.
a liar. Comes to seek, kill, and destroy. If you don't even have enough breath to say anything, it's just mention the name of Jesus, and he will flee from you. And
amen.
Go in with confidence tonight.
That's
in
right.
Go in with confidence and say, God, I'm here. Maybe I haven't been here in a while. I haven't talked to you. I'm back.
Right.
I'm ready to go, and I'm ready to do whatever you want, and I am ready to stand on the front lines and say, God, I'm going to praise you for what you've done, and I'm going to praise you for what you are going to do in my life.
Amen, amen. So well said. Woo, Angel, talk to us. Amen.
Yeah, that was really well said, and I have enjoyed the show very much just for my own life. But you know what? I'm just going to go full circle with this is, you know what? Yes. God, you know, we are conquerors through him, and we can just remember to praise and keep that attitude
yes.
of praise and thanksgiving.
Yes.
That is the conquering attitude. That is the mindset that will empower us, that will help strengthen us, that will help keep us hopeful, that will help keep us focused on moving forward and getting through. And just, even if we can't sing it, put it in your car, right? These are the truths that we need to embed inside of us. This is what gets us through.
Oh, this is right on. You know, I mean, there was a reason why David had trumpeters reminding the people at different times during the day, it's time to praise God, you know? And we need those reminders. Maybe you need to put something on your refrigerator door or on your visor in your car and remind yourself, it's time to praise God. It's time to thank him for who he is and his answers to prayer before I see them, because that is a big part of this. Thanking God for the provision, the answer before I see it. Yes, I thank God for the problem, because I know that in the problem, I'm going to learn something more about God. I'm going to grab that promise. I'm going to hang on to it, and I am going to get the provision that he has for me. You got about 30 seconds. Betty, a final word, and then Angel, a quick final word.
Well, I want to cordially invite people to start writing down, start journaling maybe the problem that you're facing in life.
Right.
And if you don't feel like that you can pray through it, we talked about the prayer line. Send that to us.
Yes.
At prayer@bohmglobal.com, and we will help you pray. We will pray with you.
Amen.
And see that become triumphant, and so that you can be the joyful person that God had created you to be.
Amen.
It's so important that God wants to see His children victorious.
Amen. Woo! Prayers.
That means you at prayers@bohmglobal.com.
Amen. Thank you, Betty. You're always a joy. Angel, just about 20 seconds.
20 seconds. I'm just going to encourage our listeners just to keep praise and put that praise music on and just embed yourself with the truth. Get yourself a prayer partner and just start developing that mindset of praise and thankfulness.
Praise God. Thank you, Dr. Angel. Listen to our show on Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. Thank you, Betty. It's always a joy to have both of you on. I got you both 2 weeks in a row. That was pretty cool. And for you listeners out there, tell people about Living the Good Life. Tell them that you can go to our website, bohmglobal.com, and we have hundreds of our shows on our website. So tell people about it, bohmglobal.com, www.bohmglobal.com. And as Betty said, send in your prayer requests, prayers@bohmglobal.com. And as always, don't forget that God loves you so very much. No matter how difficult your situation is, God has an answer, and He loves you, and He will move in your situation. And it's not far to Jesus. God bless you. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister, Betty and Angel, bringing you the Word of God today from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. Tune in again next week, and tune in Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. to our Go Yard show. Go Yard this Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. God bless you. See you again next Sunday right here.
Close your eyes and He will lead you safely to His side. There's no need for you. It's not far from me.